This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I want to talk about Benedict XVI's recent book, which is titled Light of the World. It was published by Ignatius Press. This book recently was in the headlines all over the world because of a statement that Benedict XVI made about condoms. However, there are many other heresies in this book that are not being discussed, and I want to cover them in this video. I have also written an article on this topic, an article that contains the heresies in this book with headlines and the quotes. So if you want to see a quote I'm talking about, click on the link in the description of this video that will take you to the article and you can look at the quote yourself. The first heresy in the book that I want to discuss concerns how Benedict XVI repeats his belief that the quote Orthodox are part of the Church. On page 89 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "What I defended was the heritage of the Second Vatican Council and of the entire history of the Church. The passage, referring to the passage from Dominus Jesus, means that the Eastern churches are genuine particular churches, although they are not in communion with the Pope. In this sense, unity with the Pope is not constitutive for the particular church." End quote. So Benedict XVI says that the Eastern churches, referring to the Orthodox schismatic churches, are, quote, genuine particular churches. This is an extremely significant heresy. Benedict XVI boldly states what he and the Vatican II sect have taught many times in many different ways, that the Eastern schismatics are part of the Church even though they reject the papal office. He says that they are true particular churches, that is, true local churches within the one true Church, even though they reject the primacy of the Pope. This heretical teaching denies dozens of magisterial pronouncements, the dogmatic teaching of the Church, the understanding of the papacy since the beginning, the understanding of Church unity since the beginning, and the specific definitions of Vatican I. It's quite important because it undercuts and destroys any appeal that defenders of Benedict XVI can make to Vatican I or the papacy. He denies all of Catholic teaching on the papacy with this heresy, a heresy he has taught numerous times. We have so many quotes that condemn this heresy that we just don't have time to quote them all. I will only quote and summarize a few. In Satis Cognitum, Leo XIII says in 1896, "If they deliberately secede from Peter and his successors, they are separated from the foundation on which the whole edifice must rest. They are therefore outside the edifice itself." Pope Pius IX, in his April 8, 1862 encyclical, sums up how the Church has always taught that you cannot be in the Church if you reject the primacy. He says, quote, "There are other, almost countless proofs, drawn from the most trustworthy witnesses, which clearly and openly testify that all who want to belong to the true and only Church of Christ must honor and obey this apostolic see and the Roman pontiff." End quote. Pope Pius IX at Vatican I defined that all the faithful of Christ must believe that the apostolic see and the Roman pontiff hold primacy over the whole world. This is the doctrine of Catholic truth from which no one can deviate and keep his faith and salvation. End quote. That's a dogma. So if someone denies the papacy, he can't have the faith. If you can't have the faith, you can't be inside the Church. He says people who deny the papacy are inside the Church. He teaches it. It's a fact. That alone proves he's not Pope. That alone destroys any claim that he's Pope. It is an extremely significant heresy. And I'll just give one or two more quotes from popes. I could go on with quotes from popes who directly contradict the blatant heresy of Benedict XVI. Pope Pius VI in Caritas, April 13, 1791, he says, "For no one can be in the Church of Christ without being in unity with its visible head and founded on the see of Peter." Mortalium Animos, Pius XI, he repeats the same thing. And so in some ways, this is one of the most devastating heresies, arguably the most devastating. I mean, there are many others, so many others we could talk about. But from the standpoint of really showing how he is not a pope and that he denies the papacy while claiming to be pope, this is very important. I must move on. Next, I want to talk about how in this book, and this is the 26th book I've read of Benedict XVI, and Brother Michael's read all of the anti-pope's speeches. He says that he respects Islam, the diabolical religion of Islam. On page 98, he says, quote, "During my visit to Turkey, I was able to show that I respect Islam, that I acknowledge it as a great religious reality with which we must be in dialogue," end quote. This is apostasy. He respects a religion which the Catholic Church officially teaches is abominable and diabolical. That comes from Pope Eugene IV and Pope Calixtus III. The next statement I want to talk about, which is interesting, he says that priests who live with women can marry. This is page 39 of Light of the World. Quote, "When a priest lives together with a woman, one must examine whether they could build a good marriage. If that is the case, they must follow that path," end quote. In other words, the priest's vow can be removed if he decides that he wants to stay with the woman. Next, I want to talk about how Benedict XVI says that he would not have accepted a, quote, Holocaust denier into the church. On page 121 of Light of the World, the question is, quote, "Would you have signed the decree lifting the excommunication of the SSPX bishops if you had known that among the four bishops there was a person who denied the existence of the gas chambers?" Answer, Benedict XVI, no. If I had known, the first step would have been to separate the Williamson case from the others. Unfortunately, though, none of us went on the internet to find out what sort of person we were dealing with. End quote. According to Benedict XVI, Jewish beliefs about the existence of gas chambers during World War II are official teachings of the Catholic Church. They are binding under pain of exclusion from the body. This is outrageous schism and heresy. Next, Benedict XVI says he would never accept a, quote, Holocaust denier into polite society. This is more on the same topic, but it's interesting what he says. On page 124 of Light of the World, he goes on, and they're talking about this Williamson issue, and it's interesting. They have a whole chapter on this issue. That's how significant they think it is. And so the question says, "The General Secretary of the Central Council of Jews in Germany went so far as to claim that the Pope wanted to introduce a Holocaust denier into polite society. Doesn't all of this suggest that in light of the Williamson affair, the relation to the Jews is still in flux?" Answer, Benedict XVI, "One thing that is evident, at any rate, is that there are still great fears and tensions, and that the dialogue can easily be damaged and is fragile. In the worldwide Jewish community as a whole, however, there were many people who immediately vouched for me and said that I would never introduce a Holocaust denier into polite society. These people know me." End quote. Since the Church is the most charitable and polite society of all, featuring a supernatural unity of faith and communion, this means that Benedict XVI would not introduce a Holocaust denier into the church, as he said before. To him, accepting the Jewish version of history concerning the, quote, Holocaust and the gas chambers is a dogma. This is obviously schismatic and outrageous, but it's very revealing. It shows that anti-Pope Benedict XVI is just a diabolical tool of the non-Catholic powers that be. Also notice that while he declares that he would never accept a, quote, Holocaust denier into, quote, polite society, he would and does accept Christ deniers into polite society. For example, his many Jewish friends, acquaintances, and many Jewish leaders he meets with. He has therefore put the Jewish story about World War II above the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's simply a fact. Benedict XVI has received, quote, communion in the hand. On page 158 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "I am not opposed in principle to communion in the hand. I have both administered and received communion in this way," end quote. Some false conservatives within the Vatican II sect maintain that Benedict XVI is opposed to, quote, communion in the hand. They are wrong as usual. Benedict XVI not only accepts it, he has given it and received it in the hand. Benedict XVI's first, quote, papal act was a letter to the Jewish community of Rome. He also says that Jews have a, quote, mission. This is recorded on page 81 of Light of the World. The person interviewing him, Peter Seewald, says, quote, "Your very first official act as successor of Peter was a letter to the Jewish community of Rome. Was this symbolic gesture meant to convey a basic thrust of the pontificate?" Answer, Benedict XVI, absolutely. I must say that from the first day I began to study theology, the intrinsic unity of the Old and New Covenants was somehow immediately clear to me. And he goes on to talk about the people of Israel, and he says, quote, "For this reason it was clear to me, here too, in the full continuity with Pope John Paul II, that this new, loving, sympathetic interrelation of Israel and the Church, where each respects the being and distinctive mission of the other, had to play an essential part in my proclamation of the Christian faith," end quote. So Benedict XVI confirms the symbolism and the meaning behind his decision to make his first official act a letter to the Jews. He explains that this new interrelation with the Jews involves, quote, respect for their distinctive, quote, mission. If he considers them to have a valid mission, then he therefore considers Judaism after Christ and without Christ to be a valid religion. This is apostasy. He respects and validates the denial of Jesus Christ and the practice of the old law, which became spiritually deadly after the promulgation of the gospel. And we could quote Pope Eugene IV, the Council of Florence, Pope Benedict XIV, ex quo primum, and more to condemn this heresy. Next, Benedict XVI speaks of the evolution heresy as if it's a fact. On page 151 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "We could say, if we wanted to put it like this, that evolution has brought forth sexuality for the purpose of reproducing the species," end quote. That doesn't even require a comment. Next, Benedict XVI says that homosexuality might be inborn. On page 152 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "If someone has deep-seated homosexual inclinations, and it is still an open question whether these inclinations are really innate or whether they arise in early childhood, if in any case they have power over him, this is a great trial for him," end quote. Innate means inborn. He is saying that some people might be born as homosexuals. This contradicts biblical teaching on the unnatural abomination of homosexuality. See Romans 1. Next, Benedict XVI understands why people reject the Catholic Church. On page 31 of Light of the World, he is asked, quote, "Nevertheless, it is difficult for many people these days to stand by the Church," and they're talking about the sex scandals. "Can you understand why people respond by leaving in protest?" Answer, Benedict XVI, "I can understand it. I'm thinking, of course, above all, about the victims themselves, that it is difficult for them to keep believing that the Church is a source of good, that she communicates the light of Christ, that she helps people in life. I can understand that," end quote. Obviously, Sewald is not asking Benedict XVI if he is intellectually capable of processing why these people have decided to leave the Church. Benedict XVI knows and can process why they left. Rather, Sewald is asking, and Benedict XVI obviously understands the meaning of the question, whether Benedict XVI can look upon their decision to reject the Catholic Church with possible justification. Benedict XVI's answer is yes. Benedict XVI admits that Vatican II, quote, Catholic schools are a joke. On page 140 of Light of the World, he is asked, quote, "How is it possible that in many Western countries every child spends years studying the Catholic religion in school, yet on graduation may know more about Buddhism than he does about the basic tenets of Catholicism, which he may not even be able to recognize, all of which happens in a system that is under the responsibility of the diocese?" Answer, Benedict XVI, "That is a question that I also ask myself. Every child in Germany has 9 to 13 years of religion in school. Why, in spite of that, so very little sticks, if I may put it like that, is incomprehensible," end quote. Benedict XVI says that Vatican II contains new definitions. Page 65 of Light of the World, quote, "Above all, the Council took up and carried out its great mission of defining in a new way the Church's purpose, as well as her relation to the modern era, and also the relation of faith to this time with its values," end quote. So he says Vatican II defined in a new way the Church's purpose. Next, Benedict XVI says that the Catholic Church does not offer a moral system. Page 176 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "The Church is not here to place burdens on the shoulders of mankind, and she does not offer some sort of moral system," end quote. Benedict the 16th says that NFP birth regulation is a way of life. On page 147 of Light of the World, he says, quote, "No, after all, everyone knows that the Church affirms natural regulation of conception, which is not just a method, but also a way of life." End quote. NFP is sinful because it subordinates the primary purpose of the Marriage Act to other things, and it is therefore contrary to the infallible teaching of the Church on that issue. Next, Benedict XVI says that Vatican II's teaching on Protestantism and Eastern, quote, orthodoxy is binding. And this is very interesting. This relates to the first heresy we discussed, where he says that the Eastern, quote, orthodox churches are part of the Church, true particular churches. He expands upon that, and he distinguishes between ecclesiastical communities and true particular churches. And he says that while the Eastern Orthodox are true particular churches, the Protestant churches can only be called, quote, ecclesiastical communities. And he says, this is pages 94 to 96, Light of the World, quote, "The word ecclesiastical community is a term employed by the Second Vatican Council. The Council applied a very simple rule in these matters. A church in the proper sense as we understand it exists where the episcopal office, as the sacramental expression of apostolic succession, is present, which also implies the existence of the Eucharist as a sacrament that is dispensed by the bishop and the priest. If this is not the case, then we are dealing with the emergence of another model, a new way of understanding what a church is, which at Vatican II we designated by the term ecclesiastical community. The word was intended to indicate that such communities embody a different mode of being a church." And then he's asked a follow-up question, quote, "And not even a pope can offer an alternative definition of a church?" Answer, Benedict XVI, "No, he has no authority over that. The Second Vatican Council is binding on him," end quote. And so I quoted that long passage because it's very important. Notice that it's not even a question to Benedict XVI whether the Eastern Schismatics are part of the Church. He takes for granted that they are. He then explains the Vatican II sect's distinction between churches and ecclesiastical communities. The Protestant sects, he explains, are not churches in the proper sense, simply because they don't have valid bishops. According to him, they are still part of the one church, but they simply embody, quote, a different mode of being a church. So much for the Catholic dogma that heretics are outside the church. He doesn't exclude the Protestant sects from the one true church. He identifies them as church or ecclesiastical communities within the church, even though they lack the distinction of, quote, genuine particular churches that is granted to the Eastern Schismatics. All of this is completely heretical and illustrative of the new religion. He then declares that this heretical teaching on the church, which he just explained, a completely new teaching on Protestants and Schismatics, which denies the papacy, Vatican I, and church unity, is binding. That completely refutes the false traditionalists. They consider Benedict XVI to be a pope, but they ignore his apostasy and much of his new religion, and Vatican II. They can't have their cake and eat it too. They can't have their heretical anti-pope and reject his binding teaching. Those are the heresies in the book Light of the World. Obviously, there was also the heresy that Benedict XVI uttered concerning condom use, which made headlines all over the world. Since so many people have tried to explain that heresy away, and the passage in question is somewhat long, we just direct you to our videos on that issue. They are called Benedict XVI Did Approve Condom Use. However, it should be noted that while the world focused on this one passage about condoms from this book, Light of the World, and the false traditionalists made it their, quote, crusade to explain it away, as we just saw, the book contains many heresies. This serves to demonstrate the folly of the defenders of Benedict XVI. They are fighting tooth and nail to prove that he didn't justify condoms and they are wrong, but they are oblivious to the fact that in the very same book, he clearly denies the papacy, as we covered. The papacy is the very assurance behind Catholic teaching against condoms. All of this shows just how deceived they are. In the book Light of the World, there were many other statements that conflict with Catholic teaching, but the ones we covered should suffice to prove the point. Again, there's a link to the article in the description for this video, and please check out our website, VaticanCatholic.com.